The first part of this question refers to the repetition, and according to you, a bit too much repetition of one verse of the Holy in this surah. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانِ. It should be translated as, then, which of Allah's favors will you twain continue to deny or no? No. Tukazeban, I am thinking of a suitable translation for. It is denial, in fact. Denial, but that is it is used in the sense of being ungrateful. So, in essence, the meaning would be of which favor of Allah, of how many favors of Allah, will you twain continue to be disregardful or ungrateful? And that's not a literal translation, but in essence, this is the meaning. So, that shows a trend of man. Man is a very ungrateful person. So, it has to be repeated. Because of all the people, if you study them, and of all the traits of man, you will find that this particular trait is so often found in man that one is disgusted to find it. Only this evening, my brother, elder brother, Mia Mubarakam Sahib, he was telling me a very interesting anecdote, and it was his own personal experience, about somebody who had been favored by Muslims. And at the time of extreme crisis, he was saved from total ruin. Yet when the time came, he was the one person who became very cruel to the Muslims. So ungratefulness is the most common trait in man. So this is why it had to be repeatedly told him that you are a very ungrateful thing. And Allah's favors are so many, innumerable, that as compared to that, repetition of this verse for just 31 times should be surprising, of course, but the other way around. Not in the sense that you are surprised, but it should surprise one that as against Allah's innumerable favors, only 31 times man is reminded that you are ungrateful. It should be a recurrent phenomenon of repetition. That, oh man, you are ungrateful right from the childhood till your death. And very few there are who are truly grateful. And that is a fact of life. You have been so, you as Ahmadis, you have been serving the cause of Muslims, of the subcontinent, and then of Pakistan. For how long? Right from the childhood when you gain consciousness, this is your own personal experience, yes, that never once a time of crisis came in the lives of Muslims as such, the body politic of Muslims, when Ahmadiyya didn't offer their services and were in fact in the first line, the foremost among those who served, and without any return, and they did not expect any reward at all from any human being for those services, and how ungrateful those people are to you repeatedly. And yet you are wondering why one surah repeats this phenomena of man's being ungrateful. It tells you that if you are ungrateful to your Lord with innumerable bounties, then you will also be ungrateful between yourselves. And as you will be deprived of two heavens, so you will be given in punishment two hells as well. A hell on this earth, which is always or most often caused by the ungratefulness of man to man. And a hell in the hereafter, which will be a result of the man's being ungrateful to his creator. So the two jannas which are mentioned have the opposite numbers in hells. Jannas are for those who are grateful to Allah, and the opposite is for those who are ungrateful to Allah.